This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
For the longest time,
yeah,
you could have a successful business in Rochester guaranteed with five simple words from Kimmy.
Put a brewery in it.
Put a brewery in it.
What happened?
Well, the beer scene, Tommy, was on fire, baby. Everyone was better for it. Today, however, something is happening.
Where did they go?
Well, that's just it. We need to figure out what the hell, if anything, is going on with our beloved beer scene.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So two major beer things happened while we were on our break. We are back live. We missed you so much.
What happened?
One, Fifth Frame Brewery, which is a very popular brewery out in, it's on the east side, right, Kimmy? You're on a coin?
It's in like some that Somerville area.
Okay, gotcha.
The mystery area that we're not really sure where it starts and stops.
Fifth Frame Brewery has closed.
Okay.
And Kimmy, that was a real, people love Fifth Frame
Brewery.
Yeah,
it used to be over on like St. Paul, I think.
Okay.
Like right around the corner from us,
oh,
really.
Next to Fourth Frame.
Then they moved, I think maybe last year, 2 years ago, and it seems like that may have changed some things for them.
Yeah, so we don't know why. They announced on Facebook saying it was an incredibly difficult decision, however unavoidable. But the other big beer news.
What's that?
Beers of the World on East Henrietta Road.
Yeah, what happened?
We'll be closing that location.
Wait, the world is out of beer?
Beers of the World.
Well, that place is an institution.
Yeah,
they've been here for, what, 30 years?
40 years.
40?
40 years. That's how old you are. You thought it was 30. So their last day in Henrietta will be on February 26th. Their Batavia location will remain open. Their hours will now start to be reduced between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m.
So everybody's cutting back? Or did beer get super expensive?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. If anyone knows, I mean, your husband's Mr. Beers.
I don't think the price necessarily changed. Like, if you were into that, like, you know, unique beers, I don't think that was the issue, I'm guessing, for people.
By the way, when it comes to beer stores, too, not only is Beers of the World and Henrietta closing down, a place that was literally down the street, AJ's Beer Warehouse, that had been there for years,
yeah,
that closed like a year and a half ago. So in 18 months, that's two of Rochester's most popular beer stores,
damn,
the Putsy. Over the last 12 months, on top of that, there have been other breweries that have closed forever. Kimmy, like legacy bars that have shut their doors for good?
Yeah.
So everybody's putting down the glass?
Does anybody know why?
People are cutting back. What else could it be?
I think people are cutting back, but we've also talked about how, like, you know, people who are just coming into adulthood, I guess, like, they're not drinking as much. So if they're not going out, going to the bars and having that type of social interaction.
Soft-ass generation. Don't want to get with
they're,
it.
They
don't
must
get at it.
Don't want to get with it. Is that what you said?
You don't want to get with it. You don't want to get at it.
Don't want to get witted at it.
You don't want to get polluted.
And those bars are relying on that new group of people to come through and support their business.
Can I say something that might sound stupid?
Sure.
Knock yourself out.
Thank you. I know, Kimmy, you're right. We've seen study after study that says Gen Z and Gen Alpha are drinking way less than we did. We also know that as a country, we are not drinking as much as we used
to. Everybody's cutting back.
Yeah, whether it's financial or health reasons. But I thought that the greater Rochester area, thanks to our beer culture, was immune to that.
I thought so, too.
The history of the Genesee Brewery, the long tradition of the corner bar, family drinking habits, Bill's drinking habits, that despite the national trend, we would be immune to the changes.
Yeah.
Is that naive?
No, I felt the same way.
Okay, so yes, it's naive.
Yeah, I guess so.
Am I dumb? No, I think the same, even though we're both wrong, you idiot.
No, but you and I both have done a tremendous amount of drinking in bars in this town over the last, I've been here 32 years.
Yeah.
And I've drank my ass off in this town, so I've seen a lot of packed joints. And I always just figured that this was the culture. You know, the weather was kind of dank, so what else are you going to do on a Thursday night? You know, especially if you're a young person, you go out and have some fun.
All right,
get
so,
after it. Get you some.
Stop that.
No, just want to get
no, I don't know why that's making me so uncomfortable.
There is something else I've noticed, too, and I don't know if this is a sign or has something to do with it, but I do know that there are some breweries now producing their own, like, cannabis drinks.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if, like, they've seen a trend of people going, I guess, California sober, and they're like, well, you know, we want to try to get in on that. If people are drinking less beer, maybe we can substitute that for something else.
I do find a funny quick sidebar, the different definitions of sober that exist now. Because for those who don't know, California sober is just weed.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you aware of what Buffalo sober is?
There's that too.
Only beer and wine.
Yeah.
Only beer and
wine. That is Buffalo yes. sober, okay. Only beer and wine.
Well, my father, who drank his whole life, didn't consider beer and wine drinking. Because that's not drinking.
No, I mean, there were a lot of people that age that feel the same. Because what? In Russia, alcohol was labeled as a soft drink until like 15 years ago. I'm not making that up. It was like anything under 7%, they could sell to anybody.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, a traditional beer town in Rochester, is having a hard beer time. Beers of the World announced they are closing their Henrietta location on February 26th. Fifth Frame Brewery out there in the Somerville area, very popular spot. They have closed down. They're not open anymore. And that's just two of a long list, Kimmy, of breweries and bars that have been closing over the last year. All right. Are folks getting away from beer? Is it the cannabis? Is that what this is?
It's got to cut
into
it.
I mean,
that
could contribute to it. It might not be the sole reason, but I would imagine that that's taken some people in a different direction.
But it's so not social.
No, right. but there are people that go to bars to drink and aren't social. I mean, they just like to go and sit, and that's their form of relaxing. So if that person substitutes it, I would imagine there's others.
So you're getting your high at home, basically.
Well, but you could get your high at home just buying beer and sitting on the couch. Why weren't people doing that?
Yeah, true.
Mm. Right? And even that guy, I mean, look, Kimmy, you're right. There are those weirdos that go to bars and just sit by themselves and drink alone.
Why are you pointing?
Anytime. No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to stretch out my shoulder.
Yeah.
Slept on it weird. But, like, it's not a bar. There's only one or two of those people in every bar you go to. You know what I mean? You never go walk into a bar and it's an entire bar of weirdo-ass bitches.
Maybe people who tried cannabis realized they didn't miss it. I don't know. Maybe they didn't really miss the going out and socializing as much as they thought they would.
Okay. We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF is the easiest way to get us. And I'm really open to any ideas here because this is – I don't know why it's bothering me so much.
Oh.
Because it's not like I go to bars anymore, really.
No, but you would think, again, the next generation would be doing that. Like there was two clubs in town. They were more like nightclubs that were always packed.
Oh, here. Let's sit down and listen to Uncle Tommy tell us about the nightclubs.
So you had Carpe Diem, which is now the Dinosaur Barbecue, that was always packed. And then you had the gay bar. It was Marcello's that was always packed. And by the way, a lot of straight people went to Marcello's just to watch gay people drink and party. So
what?
It was almost like people went to Marcello's just to go see gay people drink and party. And they had drag
shows.
They
didn't drink.
No, they drank and they partied. Okay. I'm just saying they were straight people that went to gay bars to hang out in gay bars.
Okay.
For that experience. What?
I feel like you're revealing what you did and nobody else did that.
I may have worn a dress in there one time and I had makeup on. But that was for work.
By the way, you reminded me, the Bachelor Forum closed too. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
The Bachelor Forum, which has been open for, 50 years?
Oh, my God. That's like the original. That place, and there was another place called Jim's that were in town. Mm-hmm. But all those places are all gone. So all these people and all these groups of people that drank and went out and partied and socialized, did they all just go home? Like, I'm done with it.
Well, it's interesting to me.
Like, where are the young people coming through to fill these bars up?
I don't know if they are. That's what we're trying to figure out. But it is interesting because I think
they ain't going
that,
to church. That they're closing.
Breweries really exploded as I was in my 20s probably, which what I would think like that group of people were the ones that really carried the business.
Okay.
And now those people, they had kids, their kids are getting busier. So they're probably not going out as often as they did maybe 10 years ago. And like you said, the younger people aren't necessarily, that's not what they're doing on a regular basis. So that could kind of be why sales are down.
It just, but that's always happened, right?
Like there's always another, that's my point. There's always another wave of people coming in.
But the next wave isn't coming in, is my point.
And I mean, I guess the difference would be like, you know, at my age, when my dad was my age, he was still going out and not partying, but going out and having a beer at a bar every once in a while. And I don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, it is funny too, because like when you guys turn like 50, 55, like you start retiring, like a lot, my dad's generation, even my generation, still go out and drink and party.
Yeah.
Like they go out to dinner, they go out to lunch. They travel, they drink, they do things. I'm wondering if your generation will stop that.
I mean, it is.
Like, you won't be doing, like, because, like, my parents used to go out and have lunch and day drink.
Yeah. Mm. It's expensive, man.
Yeah, that's
it's expensive.
Yeah. Like, well, that could be it, too, is you're starting to price people out. You're pricing out the little
drunk.
Well,
I don't even know if it's their prices are getting more expensive, but if you've tried to cut something out of your budget or save money, that may be the first place you do it.
Big mistake.
All right, we got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. You said the younger, you want to hear from the younger people. Is 29 young enough for you?
About what?
Oh, what the opinion of a 29-year-old in
the
party.
Yeah.
Blake writes us on Instagram.
This kid.
Blake writes us, the beer scene is dead. I'm 29. Me and my girl want to go hang at Patron Saint or Red and drink liquor with our friends, not sit next to some big bearded guy in a flannel and drink beer.
Well, he's Mr. Sophisticated. He wants to, you know, he's pinky up.
I've been to those places. It's not full of 20-somethings. You know what I mean? Like, do you see a flood of, like, younger people spending that kind of money?
No, but this kid thinks he's big city.
But you think you're big city. That's why you went to Patron Saint, too, to go have, like, lunch at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of Tommies.
You bitch. You can't even get a reservation at a Rochester restaurant, and you're on the radio. Wait, what's wrong with sitting next to some big bearded guy in a flannel drinking beer? That's Three Heads' whole business
model. Yeah.
How dare you talk about Jeff Dale like that? Were people drinking craft beer for clout? Is that what this is? Was it just a trend?
Well, it was trendy, right? Well, I mean, a lot of people got into it.
Yeah, it was a hobby for a lot of people. Like, I mean, we even talked about how people would go travel to unique breweries, come back, trade beers.
Yeah,
like,
your husband was a big beer trader.
Beer trading. Well, look at that. I don't know if that still goes on.
But look when they dropped those beers and you had a line down the street to get that
beer. Yeah. You're right.
I haven't heard about that in a while.
All right. So if the boom is over,
everybody's going to be sober and healthy. And man, you're going to hate it, man. You're going to so effing hate it.
Why? Look, man, I don't want to see the beer scene get hurt like
this. I don't
this.
Either.
I don't
want
to see the bar scene get hurt like this. But like, if people
elbows up, come on, kids.
If people are doing this to get healthier, which you argue people are not healthy and should get healthier, why are you upset about this?
I think you're missing out. It's fun.
I agree.
It's the reason why this thing was invented and why it's been around since Jesus. It's fun,
but you hate it. You want it, but you hate it. You hate crowded bars.
Yeah, you hate craft beer.
Drunk young people.
I want it for your kids. I want it for the future generations to have some fun.
Just don't involve me in your fun.
Well, yeah, go do your thing. Just keep it down.
You know what's funny? My kids have never shown any interest in going to a bar.
Really?
When I was
you don't drink in front of your kids much either.
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah, but I would think your daughter's getting around that age where like. Not that she's going to sneak in anywhere, but she probably has friends that have.
Just,
like,
just curiosity. Knew,
what?
She's 15. What were you doing at 15?
Well, you always knew like the
not
one.
Much.
The rebel kid that like would tell you all the stories about it.
Maybe not
15, but she's.
I mean, curiosity, you would think, you know, you want to check it out.
Well, like, okay, look, at that age, I was already drinking in bars, you know. But, like, even, like, at 15, Kimmy, like, you know, we grew up hanging out in bars with our parents after softball or, you know, beer league hockey.
It's social.
It wasn't a mystery.
And, like, all I wanted to do was go be an adult in a bar. Like, all my buddies
have fun.
Yeah, 15, 16, 17 years old. Neither of my kids, because we've taken them to bars on, like, St. Patrick's Day. It's just a place. They get their Shirley Temple. They hang out. They go home. They're never like, this is fun. I want to go back. Seems to not interest them.
So what is because the other thing about drinking was is to go out, meet the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Well, you got
and that seems to have gone away.
You got those dating apps now. You don't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, look, man, you're gonna
see way more people on those apps in a day than you ever would just going to a bar.
Yeah.
Holly writes us, and her Instagram handle is Holly with the nails. They're painting the nails. You know the emoji.
She's painting her nails?
No, it's an emoji.
It's the emoji.
Oh. That was for Kimmy. That was not for you.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Holly writes us. WCMF. I think people just started drinking seltzers because they're thrown in our face. That's the younger generation prefers them over having a good beer. She's not wrong about that.
The White Claw generation.
Bro, the amount of – do you know that Lipton makes a hard iced tea now?
Yeah, they always have.
Really?
I didn't.
They always did?
No, that's been around a long time, I think.
Yeah, but they serve those at bars, don't they?
Yeah, but it's not like, you know, if you go to Three Heads, they're not, are they going to have seltzers and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Sometimes. I can't get it. Some of the local breweries have their own seltzer.
Okay. I might have a hard time getting motivated over seltzer.
Bro, all the kids in the parking lot of the Bills game are drinking those seltzers. She's right.
And they look nauseating.
I don't get it. It's like drinking like sparkling water while someone's yelling raspberry in the background. You know what I mean? It's like it's not enough of a flavor. It doesn't
dizzy water.
Thank you. Yes. And you know what's weird about this too?
What?
Like if we are getting away from beer in the greater Rochester area, beer has always been our drink. Like if you're a born and bred Rochesterian,
yeah,
and your favorite beverage isn't alcohol, it feels like something tragic happened to you, or you're just trying to look cooler.
Or you're religious or something.
Yeah.
Or you're straighty.
There aren't many places in the greater Rochester area that you can't get a beer.
Right.
Like, think about this. All of our festivals have beer tents. All the Catholic carnivals we grew up with had beer tents.
Yeah.
Your kid plays hockey. You can buy a beer and watch your kid play sports.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're very European.
Like, where can you not get a beer?
But it sounds like that's going to start drying up if people ain't going out and supporting it.
Okay. So does that mean we have to – should we be drinking more?
To make up for it?
No, I'm serious. Because, like, if there is Kimmy going to be...
I mean, I got a little time now.
But you don't drink beer.
I know.
I drink beer.
No, you drink one rarely. Guinness. And you do it just for the clout, too, you bitch. You got my turtleneck. It's a European beer. It's European. It's not American.
Hey, by the way, it's an Irish beer. I'm supporting your people.
They're doing fine. Buy something from a local brewery. Because, like, here's the thing.
What's that?
We're coming in to the hardest alcohol time of the year.
Yes, it's going to be a tough couple months.
We talked about it this morning.
Well, you got the playoffs and everything, the Super Bowl.
Dry January.
Yeah.
It's become a legitimate thing. Like, you can see bars' bottom lines be a...
Yeah, everybody's, you know, cleaning
it's
up
almost
their
like
act.
They account for it at this point.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. I love how we're talking about beer dying. I'm literally fighting for my life with this hangover from all the beer I drank yesterday. Why is anyone drinking any beer? My brother and I drank so much yesterday that we had to go to the gas station at the stadium and buy more beer.
Oh, wow.
For the first time in my life, I outdrank our supply.
It. Damn.
So I'm doing my part.
All right.
I don't know what the rest of you sons of bitches are doing. I mean, get out there and support a local brewery.
Okay. I'll do it.
Kimmy, it will be... Shut up. It will be interesting
to
see when this all shakes out, which ones will be standing left. Which ones are the ones that we trust and enjoy the most.
Well, it seems like a lot of them have... shifted to having some sort of food option, which I think helps too, because now people are going there and staying there to eat, drinking more beer, as opposed to just stopping after a meal or before a meal. I think that helps.
That's what you prefer.
Well, I've noticed like those are the ones that seem to be like have a steady flow of people, and people are sticking around longer because, you know, they're there for like the night as opposed to just a stop.
Okay. No, that's a good call. All right. Go out. Support.
Enjoy yourself.
Just buy.
Go get you some. Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Get you so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is a story in two parts. On one hand, you understand why a human being would feel compelled to do this, even if it was against the law.
Okay.
You could argue it's the most compassionate thing you could do.
Mm.
What's weird here, however, if there was one person who should not do this,
yeah,
it would be this man.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
Feel like taking a ride out to Steuben County?
Oh, yeah, nice area.
That's where we find a weird story that starts all the way back in early November with a deer.
Ooh.
State police were called for reports of an injured deer on the side of the road.
Oh, poor thing.
So they went out to take care of it.
Yeah.
But when they got there, the deer had already been taken care of.
Oh.
They found the deer dead by gunshot. Why is that funny? Somebody had already shot the deer.
Oh, thank
you.
Put
it out of its misery. So after an investigation, police say someone came across the herd deer, used a handgun, and shot it in the head.
Oh, wait. They didn't hit the deer.
So it looks like the deer may have been hit.
But that the person that shot that deer wasn't necessarily the one that hit the deer.
We don't have the details on that. I would assume, based on the way the story is written, if the allegations are true, the person who shot it did not hit it.
Just capped its ass.
Just put it down. All right. So apparently that is super illegal. Did you know this?
To shoot a deer
on the side of the road.
Period. Okay.
Well, I mean, you.
What if it's way out in the wilderness?
Well, what road goes out in the wilderness?
Well, Steuben County probably has some desolate, roads with not a lot going on.
Okay.
Can you do it there? It's not in a residential area.
The way this is written, and if I'm wrong,
so you can't discharge a gun by the side of any road.
I would guess that's probably.
I thought this is America.
If I can't go road shooting. All right, I'm asking you, hunters out there.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Is it against the law for me to shoot a dying deer on the side of the road? Because I would understand if it is.
Right.
But
what if it's just lazy and you shoot it?
Okay, so there's a debate to be had.
Yeah.
Should it be illegal to put a deer out of its misery?
If you have the skill set to do that, the poor thing's suffering.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Don't the cops do it, though?
The cops will do it, but
they're licensed to shoot.
I guess they're there to make that decision.
What are you saying?
Do it safely.
They're licensed to shoot?
Like, your dad's licensed to kill.
No, he's not.
Yes, he's 007.
No, he's not.
Lance Duffy, licensed to kill.
Like, the fact that you said, if you are qualified, every guy with a gun thinks he's qualified to shoot that deer in the head. So, I mean, what is qualified? What is the skill set? I mean, Kimmy, should it be illegal to put a deer out of its misery if you come across it hurt like that?
I guess not. I mean, it would be hard to sit there and watch the thing,
suffer
while you're waiting for who knows, I guess, how long. I don't know if that's, like, a major priority, depending on where you are. I don't know how long it would take for somebody to get there.
Do they say what he's charged with?
Okay.
Is it just shooting a gun or shooting a gun at a deer?
So it turns out there's a little more to this story that I should probably share with you before we get deeper into the conversation.
Okay.
I would like to stand by what I said about this should be
okay
for most people.
Yeah, but why isn't this guy?
The suspect in this case, not most people. Right. Last week, police arrested a 42-year-old man for shooting that deer with a handgun.
All right.
And that man, according to police, is a convicted felon who is not allowed to have the gun he used to shoot the deer.
All right. Okay. It adds a little something to it. But, convicted felon can be many things.
What?
I mean, it could be nonviolent. Right?
Okay, but he's not allowed to have a gun.
Well, maybe that just comes with the felon.
I understand. You're not legally allowed to own a gun.
All right.
And he not only owns a gun, he used it to shoot a deer in the head on the side of
but
the road.
But he's trying to do something nice.
I agree with you. Now, here's the thing.
Right.
This gentleman has been charged with criminal possession of a weapon in the second and third degree, which are both felonies, by the way. He is in some serious trouble. You're still, despite the fact that he is, according to police, a convicted felon that's not allowed to have a gun, okay with him shooting this deer in the head on the side of the road?
Well, he didn't do anything bad with the gun. He did something nice with the gun. He did a nice.
Well, okay.
He gave the deer a nice bullet.
He
did.
It is, though. It is a nice bullet.
You know, it was a mercy bullet.
It was, yeah. Mm. I don't think I would have the stones to do that, man.
I couldn't do it. Even if the poor thing's suffering, I could not.
Look it right in
your
face?
No.
Bah! It's literal doe eyes. Blast him. Would you say something cool before you did it?
What would you say?
Charles Bronson style?
You believe in dear Jesus? You're about to meet him, possibly.
I don't know what kind of dear life you led. All right, 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Brad. He's going to square us away. Hey, Brad, what's going on?
What's up, Duffy?
What up?
Hey, first of all, that game was epic yesterday, but as far as shooting deer on the side of the road, it is illegal to shoot a firearm across a roadway or on the side of a roadway. You must be off the roadway into a field or something to shoot it. Only a cop or a DC officer can shoot a dying deer on the side of the road.
Okay. All right. So I do have to call the cops to do that. How long does it take a cop normally to get there to take care of the deer?
I'm guessing they ain't rushing there. They got other things going on.
It depends on how busy they are. It could be 5 minutes. It could be 45 minutes. Depends on how busy they are. I say put it out of its misery, but you can't legally shoot it. So
okay,
so
well,
you
got to
sit there and keep it company. Hold his paw. You know, it's going to be all right, buddy.
He's got a hoof, stupid.
Hold his hoof.
You hit a bear.
Oh, no.
Brad, thanks for the call, buddy. I'm a little bit disturbed, and I want to go down this road, where he goes, I think it's okay. It sounds like Brad may have shot a deer in the head of the side.
Yeah, you know. So he sounds like a man's man.
Can I also say I found it surprising that anyone called the cops, period? Although, I guess according to the story, they didn't call the cops because they heard the shot. They called initially because they
saw the deer, I'm guessing, and then somebody took care of it in between.
Because, like, there are two parts of our community. Like, when you walk through city, suburb, country.
Yeah.
Where when you hear pops, two out of those three places are not concerned by it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now that I live out in West Henrietta, I hear gunshots all the time.
Is that a firecracker or a gunshot? Who knows?
Maybe you're close to the woods.
Yes, yeah, there are people hunting. Kimmy, I don't even think twice about it.
Yeah.
When I lived, you know, near the city.
Those are people hunting.
Well,
they just leave it there.
But again, I wasn't. It's only like the most suburb of suburb where if it's any pop, immediately all the neighborhood apps. Are those fireworks or is that a gunshot? I know a gunshot when I hear a gunshot and I heard a gunshot.
So I'm wondering, though, I wonder if the person who hit the deer called or somebody that just saw the deer struggling
good point.
Called. Because, like, wouldn't somebody have, like, damage to their car?
Yeah, it's
we don't know if that is this guy or not.
We don't know.
He may have been the guy that hit the deer.
Again, if you're just joining us, 252 WCMF, we are back. We are live this morning. We're talking about the story that happened out in Steuben County. Started all the way back in early November when state police were called for reports of an injured deer along the side of the road. When the cops got there, they found the deer dead. Somebody had shot the deer in between them getting the call and them getting there. After an investigation, they arrested a 42-year-old man that police say shot the deer with a handgun. Not only is that illegal, police say the man is a convicted felon who was not allowed to have the gun he used to shoot the deer. Despite all of these very illegal things happening, Tommy's on his side.
Well, he didn't. I mean, you hate to see anything suffer. I saw your comedy show, man. Everybody wanted a handgun.
I mean, the intent behind it wasn't to be cruel. It doesn't sound as bad as
it's mercy.
Okay.
I couldn't do it, but thank God somebody can.
All right, we also may be painting the best case scenario here. Because look, I want to be on your side here. I want to say this is like the right thing to do. And is what if this guy just wanted to kill something and he like had an opportunity?
All right,
you know what I'm saying?
But it still took care of a problem.
Okay, not his problem to take care of.
This deer was a problem. And this problem needs to go away. And there's nothing we can do.
Like, even you in your head that can't kill the deer are doing mob fantasies about shooting a deer that's been hit by a car.
Well, I have a family member that shot an iguana because it was in his yard.
With a silencer.
True story with a silencer.
Dude, so all the other iguanas wouldn't hear him coming?
Yes.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, go Bills.
Go Bills.
First guy was partially correct. It is illegal to shoot a firearm across the road, but if you hit a deer, you do have to call the police. If you shoot the deer, it's considered hunting out of season.
But we are in deer season right now, aren't we?
No, deer season's over with.
Oh, now you tell me. All right, so
no, Chris, but this thing was shot in November.
Yeah, this was back in November, Chris.
Yeah, but still, it's hunting. If you can't hunt near the roadway like the first guy said, but if you hit a deer, you have to call the police to properly dispatch the deer.
Okay.
But it would be considered hunting without a license.
Are you okay with what this guy did, Chris, if the allegations are true?
I would, yeah.
You would do this?
I would do this, yeah. Okay.
So here's the thing, Chris. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Don't do this, obviously.
Well, Chris put you down.
This 42-year-old guy who was arrested had to think he got away with it, right?
Yeah, because there's nobody around.
Yeah.
And by the way, it happened all the way back on November 3rd. He was not arrested until last week.
Yeah, I would think I'm free and clear.
Yeah.
6 weeks. And by the way, it's also possible he was unaware
that he did anything wrong.
Illegal.
Yeah.
Well, the gun.
The
whole, you got the whole
gun thing. Yeah.
Felony
yeah.
gun thing yeah. that is very illegal that he must have known about. Rob writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, I hit a deer once, and it wasn't dead. I was in the middle of dragging it out of the road, so no one drove over it, and a trooper stopped. I asked if he was going to shoot it, and he said, yes, I hate to, because it causes me so much damn paperwork. What kind of paperwork do you have to fill out to shoot?
Well, I guess because you discharged the firearm, right?
Yeah.
You got to say, you know, did you put this in a deer or chuck? They want to know. You got to account for every bullet.
You don't put down chuck. You take Chuck to the hospital.
Some sharks may need to be put down, bro. And they ask you a question, though, because they illegal gun, right?
Yeah.
But let's say you had that illegal gun, mm-hmm. but you did something heroic with it. Are you still in, like, deep crap?
I think you're still in trouble, yes.
Stories have shown
that kind of sucks.
Well.
I mean, you did something. Let's say you saved the day.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's an illegal gun, bro.
Yeah. There have been
get in a car.
There have been several stories like this. I mean,
really?
Look, man. Yeah.
Bro. I always thought you'd give the guy a pass because he did a good.
No, because you're not allowed to
give
have
it a little.
What is that?
Yeah, get out of here. Take a gun, get out of here.
Why aren't you allowed to have a gun?
Hey, it's a long story, man.
Do you understand how hard it is
there's
to not
a story
be allowed
behind that story?
It was a roommate. It was a discussion about a past due bill.
I want you to think about the people we know that have guns.
Yeah.
That 100% should not have guns.
You're talking about my family?
Everybody that we've ever met that owns a gun that knows personally.
I'm thinking of my own relatives.
Like,
well, you can't shoot a lizard anymore?
Think about what you have to do to not be allowed to own a gun, right? So for them to be deemed not gun worthy, yeah, I don't care what they're doing.
I always thought if you did something nice, though, you get a little something.
Where
little
is that
something,
written
little
down?
Something, little something.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I'm for the little something rule.
The little something rule.
Yeah.
But that means they would have to be illegally carrying a gun at all times. They would have to illegally own a gun in the first place.
Know,
you're committing a crime just by existing with the gun.
I know.
I know you don't know.
Don't even get me started with the paperwork.
Dumbest person I've ever met. It's so funny how the different answers we are getting from people at a radio, right?
It's similar, but there's like one or two details. There some minor differences.
So like Dom writes us on Instagram. And again, I'm not criticizing because I don't know any of this
stuff.
But he says you can't legally discharge a firearm from the road. You have to be 150 feet off the road.
Are you going to drag it to your 150 feet?
Okay, Jeremy writes us, you have to be 500 feet away from a building that you don't have permission to shoot near. Mm-hmm. Another guy writes us, Dan, he says you have to be 750 feet away from the road.
Yeah, because you could be on somebody's property.
You could be another county.
750 feet.
Well, what if you're those counties?
On the county line, you dumbass.
Yeah, you know, they have county lines, man. That's where you meet the girls in the country song.
No, you take them to the county. You meet them at the bar. You take them out past
the
county line.
Oh, I was doing it wrong.
That's what you do. You shoot a deer on the way.
I was standing out of the county line looking for some get me some.
How are there so many different answers here? Because I assume all of these people.
They know a guy who knew a guy.
But I assume all these people can be own guns. Like, these are laws you have to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get in trouble with your gun.
Right.
You don't want to lose your privilege of having a weapon if you're going to be responsible with it. Ugh.
What?
Chase writes us. Duffy at WCMF. I forget, if you're just joining us, we're talking about this 42-year-old man. Back in November, police say he shot a deer that was injured by the side of the road.
Just to watch him die.
With a handgun. That is illegal, but it turns out he was also a convicted felon who was not allowed to own a gun, so now he is facing two additional felonies on top of that. Chase writes us. The over 1,000 is a felony. All you would have to do nowadays to not own a gun is steal somebody's iPhone or laptop. Is it all felons that are not allowed to own a gun, or is it a violent felony where they take your gun away? I'm asking. By the way, stealing something worth over $1,000, that's not just it's not just a thing. Like, you can't accidentally have a felony.
Yeah.
Grand larceny.
Yeah, by accident.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oops, this is not my laptop. I grabbed the wrong laptop, and I'm not giving it back to you.
It's $1,000, right?
$1,000 is grand larceny, which would be a felony. But you can also, most of the time, if it's like a, you know, isolated thing or it happened once or twice, you'll plead down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now we're getting deep in the weeds here, much like that deer was.
Yes.
252 WCMF. We'll take one more call before we move on. Eric has got the last word on CMF. You know, we've given you all kinds of
information. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Eric says everyone is wrong. Eric, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
No, not too bad. How are you guys doing today?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, so, yeah, first of all, there's a lot of different little topics and gray areas with this. You do not have to be 150 feet off the road, like the guy said. You have to be off the maintained portion of the highway. Most townships typically own, like, 25 feet from the center line of the road out. You cannot shoot across the roadway. You do have to be 500 feet from a building to discharge a firearm unless you have written permission otherwise.
So, like, hey, nice to meet you. I'm Pat. Can I shoot my gun near your house?
Can you sign this permission slip?
I'm surprised how many people are like, what are you doing? And then you explain, they're like, all right, some are okay with it, some are not.
Wait. When they say, what are you doing? You don't ask first?
Well, yeah, no, you ask first, and they say, what do you mean when you discharge your firearm for? You say, I'm either hunting, I'm target shooting, or I'm close, you know?
Okay.
You go to it beforehand. The problem is these idiots wait till they do something, and then the cops get called. Preventative. Go to the house first. Talk to the people.
Talk. Communicate.
Well, it's good advice, especially when you got a gun.
Unless you want to talk about waterfowl hunting, which is totally different.
Don't want to do that, Eric. That's the last thing I want to do right now. I don't want to do that.
Wait, you don't want to talk about waterfowl hunting?
Eric, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I love how true. It's always the last person we talk to where we're like, oh, okay, that's got to be the right answer.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Last word.
Every single person has had a different. Eric knows what he's talking about. All right, let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Someone is going to make an effing fortune. They already have.
Oh.
They have already made an effing fortune. Turns out it's not the bills.
Oh.
Which we will touch on in a second. But something that you guys laughed at me for, that I speculated would be very... I wear this hat all the time. It's cold.
And I laugh and I laugh and I laugh.
You're wearing a cord turtleneck sweater.
And you wore the same hat in. It's just a different color.
And you're ugly. We're back. We're live. You're hanging out in the Breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Your Buffalo Bills are headed to Jacksonville to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars in the wild card round. It'll be 1 o'clock Sunday on CBS. Wonderful.
Yeah, it's your favorite time.
Yes, it is. It is the ideal
1 o'clock game.
You got it. Also, the way that the Ravens game ended last night, if you missed it, the Ravens.
So they were loser go home, right?
Yeah, winner made the playoffs, won the division, loser went home. The Ravens missed a 44-yard kick to go to the playoffs. But Derrick Henry was just a couple of yards off of eclipsing James Cook for the rushing title. He did not do it.
Nice.
James Cook is your rushing champion for 2025. It is a weird season where you have Josh Allen and the running back with the most rushing yards in the NFL. And you didn't win your division, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you would have told me the beginning of the year, James Cook
with
is going to lead the NFL in rushing.
It's a lock.
Yeah. And now that the stadium is all done and we had that emotional send-off, if you were there, you know what I'm talking about. All that's left are our memories of that stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
And whatever you could get your hands
and
on.
And literal some. Pieces of the stadium.
So we talked, what was it, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, a month ago? They offered the seats to season ticket holders and folks that were put on a wait list. You could buy actual seats.
Buy your ass.
You got it. I bought my seats. I'm going to put them in the basement in my man cave. You made fun of me for that. The seats have sold out.
Wait.
All seats.
All the seats have sold.
All the seats have sold.
Did you buy your seats?
I have my seats.
Okay.
Well, okay, I don't have them yet. But
you did get yours. Okay.
Yes, so those have sold out. Last week.
So every goddamn, even like the benches in the end zone?
I don't know about that. Oh, yeah. They're cutting up the benches.
They got the benches. I even saw like the seat back, like the backs of the seats. People were just buying that piece.
Yep.
Oh, because it just has the number on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So last week while we were on vacation, they released two more items that you could buy from the stadium. They started selling swatches of turf.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Those are selling for up to $400.
In all frames.
Yeah. Or just a square of turf?
So it's like a...
Some of it's framed. Some of it's in like little display cases.
Yeah.
Like I've seen it, you know, displayed in different ways.
But the official we've jumped the shark moment from last week.
What's the big one?
They're selling pieces of the goalpost.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so they're going to cut that up?
Cut that up.
Like little rings?
Yeah, so they were selling... they're trying to make it functional.
Mm.
You could buy an 8-inch piece of goalpost with the final season at Highmark logo on the front of it to put spatulas and kitchen utensils.
Oh, like a holder. Yeah. Okay.
For $130.
God damn.
You could buy a 4-inch version of that to put pens and pencils
in. All right. Oh, yeah, a little pen holder.
For $110.
Damn.
Sold out, both of them.
I do
you cannot buy them right now.
You know why. It's just terrible economy. Nobody's got any money.
With the goalposts, though, how often are those replaced? Like, are those old? Like, have those been there a long time?
I don't know.
Is that something that they have? Like, they got backup goalposts? Like, are these? I guess my question is: are you buying the goalposts, or are these pieces of like whatever goalposts they've used?
Kimmy's a little suspicious of your goalposts.
No, I just don't know. I guess how sentimental should I be about the goalposts?
Yeah, is there like
question.
400 or 500 of them in the basement?
There's got to be extra goalposts in case one of the goalposts breaks.
Right.
So maybe you are getting backup goalposts. Who knows? Don't. There are 8 inches of those for $130. Yeah. They sold them out. But they're not done.
Yeah.
A story yesterday says the company that is selling these things, they have experience selling stadium pieces.
Mm.
They did this with the old Yankee Stadium. They did this with the old Cowboys.
So this is their companies doing this stuff.
You got it. And they say there's more coming. I'm going to read you a quote from the story on 10NBC.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Quote, a wide range of products will be available, including section signs, locker room carpet, light fixtures, flagpoles, and even bathroom items. There's always a sports bar that wants the urinals.
Oh.
You know what this means, Kimmy?
Urinals are for sale.
No, I know what it means.
What's it mean?
Somebody's going to buy that trough.
That trough's coming.
Okay, but they didn't say that, though.
That trough is coming home with me.
They said urinals. Is that the same thing?
Why would you not sell? Somebody wants that trough. Somebody wants a trough.
Are there troughs and urinals?
Yes, there are different kinds
of
bathrooms.
I assume they were just selling like the individual urinals.
I'm sure they will do
How
that.
Are they going to cut
How
up
nasty
the trough?
Is that, though?
What?
The urinal at a... At
what if it's like the urinal from the locker room? Like, are you going to know where that urinal came from?
Where Josh Allen's penis was in?
I don't know.
But
it could have been some famous Josh people using that urinal.
Talk to his old girlfriend.
I mean, look. Look, man. If you're going to buy a urinal from the stadium,
you
want Josh Allen's urinal, wouldn't you?
Would you try to get him to autograph?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, why would
this
you not
so
do
gross,
that?
Man.
Here's what I do. I come over to my house, autograph the urinal. Can I get a picture of you using it? don't make eye contact.
Yeah.
So, like, last night, again, to illustrate how emotionally tied we Bills fans are to these troughs, I went out of my way to go find a trough bathroom on the way out, Ryan and I.
Just to look at it.
So we can get one last trough pee on the way out.
Well, I mean, are you looking out? I was going to say, can you find it anywhere?
If it's for sale, I will be bidding on the
patron. How long is it, you think? 6 foot?
So there's different lengths of trough in different bathrooms.
Yeah.
There's like a 4 foot
one. I thought it was super long.
So there's some that are like 20 feet long.
Because they showed a picture of it.
But there's some that are like 4.
Somebody posted a picture of it. Maybe it was you.
Not take a picture of the trough in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Kind of weird.
It just sounds gross and like you're going to get sick or something.
You just clean it out. You put some Clorox on it. It's like fine. Would you not pee? If I had that in my garage, you wouldn't pee in the trough?
I mean, I pee in it, but you wouldn't be happy about it.
A little bit impressed.
No.
The negotiation.
That's one of those things where when you're old and you know your daughter's got to figure out what to do with you next, and you got to move out of your house.
Yeah.
They're going to go through your stuff and be like, why the F does dad have this?
And she would have to explain it to her friends.
In the garage.
Like she would have to explain it to her boyfriend.
Yes.
And her girlfriends that come over. Why do we have a trough in the house?
No, but nobody that knows me would have to ask that question. I think the question would be, if it went up for sale, why did I not try to buy the pee trough?
All right. Maybe you can put it outside.
Well, no, then I'm peeing outside.
Yeah,
well,
but don't you have to? Doesn't it have to like be hooked up to some type?
Hey,
of
hire a plumber.
Plumbing, I hope.
Hire a plumber. It's fine.
He's standing in it.
Okay.
252 WCMF again. The company that is selling pieces of the stadium, Highmark Stadium, after the last game yesterday, they've sold out of seats. They are selling turf. They have sold out of pieces of the goalposts, and they say that everything will be for sale. Quote, a wide range of products will be available, including section signs, locker room carpet, light fixtures, flagpoles, and even bathroom items. There's always some sports bar that wants the urinal. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Let's say your husband tomorrow.
Yeah.
$700, 4 foot pee trough.
No,
he wants it.
No. We have nowhere to put that.
He's going to put it in the garage. You got room.
He's going to find a way to hook it up to anything.
Kimmy, he's got a home bar that trough means a lot.
He can have it in the garage if he wants it.
Would you fight it?
If this was something that he really felt passionate about, probably not.
You're a bad wife.
I don't get it.
You're a bad wife for even.
Well, you can't use it, so you don't get it.
Well, I don't get like wanting
to get your foot up that.
The whole idea of it is disgusting.
It is. That's the whole thing. I just find it gross. Like the
years
millions
of, yes.
of gallons.
You're never
going to
wash that out.
That have gone through this thing. It makes me sick.
Puke has probably been in there.
Oh God.
Bro, every seat in that stadium has probably had puke or pee on it.
I know. I don't know why you want any. And by the way, these seats are uncomfortable. That's the other thing. The seats suck compared to like the new seats at nice new stadiums. They're hard plastic garbage.
Oh, my God. Kimmy, it turns out, according to Jim, it was my brother who posted a picture of the pee trough last night. What a psychopath.
Yeah. So I wonder then, if they're going to sell the urinals, are they selling all the toilets and
the
stuff
dumpers.
Too?
I mean, yeah, why not? Look, they're good. If they can get money for it, they're going to sell it. Here's the most interesting.
I would think the sinks, the mirrors, anything that's in that bathroom.
Well, the sinks in the women's bathroom are unique. They're like those big circle. Are they the same in the
men's
bathroom?
Oh, the basin. No, we don't have basin ones.
So yeah, and like where you step on like the pedal thing to make it looks like a fountain kind of.
Wait, have they not updated the women's restrooms ever in that stadium?
Those are old school.
Seriously, those basin sinks.
Yes, no, I guess not all of the bathrooms. Some of the bathrooms had regular sinks. Some of them had those.
You know, I just realized, you know, you're right. Women can't use a pee trough, like you said.
No, well, they could try.
Which, like, only 50% of the Bills fan base doesn't have that emotional attachment to the pee trough.
Right.
Because you can't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I get why you don't get it. You, on the other hand, you should be a man and love the pee trough.
So, I don't really embrace pee.
What are you talking about? You said you got in pee fights when you were in high school.
Yeah, but I was a kid.
Your floor committee.
Like, I never looked at it in porn.
Okay.
Like, every time I popped up, not for me.
This is not a sexual thing.
No, I always feel bad for those actors. Like, they can't get a break.
I mean, I guess based on other things you could be doing in porn, it's not the worst.
No, it's not.
You know what I'm saying?
This doesn't do anything for me.
Like, if we did a top five things I wouldn't want to do, that would be like 4 or 5. So I think the most interesting part of the story, outside of all the urine talk, is we assumed in this room that it was the franchise and the Pegula family that would be making the money from the sale.
Well, obviously,
Who's involved?
Oh, they don't own it?
It's not.
Oh.
So it doesn't say who's making the money.
Well, it's got to be the county, because the county owns the stadium.
I would assume so, yes. It says that the Bills are not making any money from these sales.
So is there an outside company that handles it for the county, and then they take a fee?
Sounds like these people are coming in to assess everything.
It's so stupid.
It's a legitimate business.
But it's so stupid.
Why is it stupid?
Because this stuff is selling itself. You don't need these people.
Well, you need someone to do
it. Bro, you could just hire a couple of Jamos and go, there's your seat. Give me your money. Keep going.
You don't understand how serious people take these collectibles. Like, these are all going to be, like, inventory to prove that's where they came from. So there's going to be a sticker that you can
see. Is that an official urinal?
Yes.
All right.
I mean, look, how easy would it be for me to
get the bouquet of it?
It would be very easy for me to go get a metal pipe, spray paint it yellow, and sell
That's what I would do.
That's what I'm saying.
A buck and a half.
Again, no word on when the rest of these things will be going for sale.
Well, it's got to be soon, right? Because
They're knocking it down.
When do they implode it?
Don't know.
Well, not until like after the season, probably, right? Just in case, like you said, there's some other event that has to happen at the stadium.
Yes.
So they're going to have one of those implosion parties where you can go watch them. You know, when they do it, like, systematically take it down, and it looks really cool on TV.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
Because, that's the most romantic way to do it.
Yeah, that's kind of how they do it. It's kind of,
like, piece by piece.
Orchestrated.
Yeah, yeah. But that stadium was built from 1969 to 1972, I believe. What?
Stay far, far away.
That's in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, with homes.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot tell me the dust that comes off of that implosion is good.
Might linger for a while.
Oh, you think like asbestos and stuff lead paint?
At minimum, and urine.
Yeah.
So much urine.
72 urine. That's good Nixon urine buddy.
I mean, like, they were.
That's good Jack Kemp right there. That's a 72 Kemp.
Joke's on you, Jack Kemp never played in that stadium. No, but I mean, like, that's dangerous, isn't it? Is it not dangerous?
It sounds dangerous, but they do this all over the country. They take out power plants and everything.
Other buildings have the same problem. Do you think, I mean, I would guess probably not since we haven't heard anything, but are they going to do like a watch party at the stadium like they've done for other away games?
Have the Bills ever done a watch party?
They did this season.
Well, you go to
at the field house.
I thought it was like at the stadium.
It may have been.
Oh, you go to the stadium to watch the game in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially if they advance, you think you might want to.
I can't imagine they're going to let people back in after what they did yesterday unless they play the AFC Championship game. And again,
like the final. Goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, they pulled out all the stops. They're probably out of fireworks. The only way that Highmark Stadium has one more game in it is if the Bills, who are the 6th seed, play the Chargers, who are the 7th seed.
So the two lows teams go along.
Could that even match up that way?
Yeah.
One of them?
No, because everybody
plays.
Everybody plays the lowest seed.
All right.
So there would be no way for them to meet unless it was in the AFC Championship game. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think a 6 and a 7 seed. No, it would be impossible.
Because
7 just got added. Yeah. So it would be impossible to play for their. Yeah. Okay. It would have been impossible. So, yeah, there you go. We'll finish it with this, and I think he's absolutely right talking about the Petroff.
What's that?
Ryan writes us, someone's going to buy the Petroff and cook chicken wings out of it at the new stadium. Someone's absolutely going to
do that.
Oh, no, you can't do that. You'll get sick.
That is disgusting.
I'm not saying do it. I'm saying someone will do it.
You're right. Somebody probably
will. They got like a staff infection.
I don't even want to think about it.
All right, let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.